Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the show that's on in the afternoon. Davey, it's time to get the hats and saddle up.
Let's go. Moo, buckaroo.
Okay.
Well, I thought that was
that was
saying.
Good.
I was just trying.
That was good.
Horse lingo. Fine. I'm not equestrian.
Nay.
I'm
trying to get
there. Moo, moo, buckaroo. I mean, I think moo is cows.
Oh, well, in the pasture. You know, there's
but a, maybe a horse has mooed in the history of horses.
You never know. Mr. Ed may have done that back in the day.
Okay. I bet there was at least one time where Mr. Ed said moo. I bet it happened in the show.
Thank you for being a positive panda.
Of course. Yeah, man. Sherry Kierstead and Lisa McGlynn are joining us here this afternoon. Oh, and Siri thinks I'm talking to her.
Oh, how nice.
Go away, Siri.
Oh. Geez, Siri, take a break.
There we go.
But inspiring guests, I'm so excited. We're going to talk about Derby Day today.
Yes. And their Marsh Creek Women's Association annual charity gala.
There it is.
Gala or gala? I always get it wrong.
Gala. Troy would say gala, of course. Typical.
People still say gala. A lot of people say gala.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it.
Depends on where you're going. But they support a lot of really cool local organizations, too, that we're going to dive into. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Very excited to have this conversation. And, of course, we've got your horoscopes. We've got your events.
Okay. Hope I did that. Okay.
Davey is back.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Could not miss this interview. Of course not.
No, of course not. We will get right into it after I tell you about our friends at Bozar. That's not Bozar. That's Bozar Ford Lincoln. There we go. 76 years here in St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. That's a huge deal. They are here for you and your family. They've got an extensive selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, a quick and quality service department, and their parts and accessory shop. It's just amazing. Beyond any parts and accessory shop you've ever seen in your life. You can also grab a signature burger out there at Ford's Garage while you're there. Great, great food, no matter what you're getting. They offer services from home delivery to company fleet servicing. Out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln, your family is their family, and they are driven to inspire. Also, our friends out at the Bailey Group.
Oh, I love them.
Over 300 companies and organizations love them, and they trust the Bailey Group to carefully craft a benefits program that supports and reflects their vision. No matter where you want to go, they're going to help you get there together. Their first priority is helping you take care of yourself and your family. They want to learn more about your personal situation, identify your dreams and goals, and understand things like your risk tolerance, all to help you build the perfect long-term plan. Those relationships that encourage open and honest communication have been the cornerstone of their foundation of success. Give them a call. Let them help you out. 904-461-1800. And then, of course, our friends at Elace Med Spa.
Hey, yeah.
If you're looking for a relaxing and rejuvenating experience, look no further than Elace Med Spa, which is formerly Amara Med Spa.
Mm-hmm.
Out there at Elace, they specialize in providing their clients with a wide range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. You might be looking to unwind with a hydrofacial. Davey just did that yesterday.
Like a vacuum cleaner for your face. It was wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Vacuum cleaner and a mop in one, right? The hydro part.
Right. Perfect.
They do also Botox, dermal fillers, laser treatments, hair treatments, body contouring.
Mm-hmm.
Expert
staff.
Are
you sick of smiling?
Am I sick of smiling?
If you're sick of smiling, you can go in there for a Botox treatment. They can freeze your frame and a smile you don't have to worry about. You can just, that's it. You can freeze your face and a smile. It's wonderful. I learned about it yesterday. Thinking about it.
Okay. Permanent smile.
Hey, Permagrin. Yeah. It's all the rage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if that's what you want to do.
To the South, you guys smile so much. I'm a New Yorker. You know, I mean, it takes a lot for me. It's a lot of muscles there. Yeah.
Right. Resting Bronx face. All right. Elace Med Spa. Check them out at elace.com.
Love them. They're doing some great stuff over there. There's memberships, I'm telling you. They're all the rage.
That's the way to
go.
They
are pioneers with this. They're doing something that nobody else has ever done. You sign up for one of those memberships. It's like an HSA plan. It really is wonderful. Yeah.
Cool, man. All right. Hey, something else that's wonderful.
Yeah.
The annual Marsh Creek Women's Association Charity Gala.
Yeah.
Is happening really, really soon.
Yeah.
Davey's going to be out there judging. Now, this is Davey's redemption, by the way.
My comeback from being fired from Safety Patrol. I'm
that's
so
right.
proud.
Well, why were you fired from Safety Patrol?
Because instead of regarding, I have to say this a couple times to the principal so I didn't get kicked out, but the a lot of the students, I wasn't paying attention to their safety. I was paying attention to their fashion. And right. I was writing fashion citations.
Yeah. I don't think that's part of the job.
Fifth grade was never the same for me after
fifth
that.
Fifth grade.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, at least you got to wear a sash, right?
I did, yes. A
very nice sash.
Yes, we even have sashes in studio.
Oh, wow.
That's in stock.
We're Look at that.
Ready for the comeback story here, yeah.
Yeah, man. Sherry and Lisa are ready for your comeback story. Ladies, how are y'all doing this afternoon?
Awesome.
We're great. Good. Thank you.
So good. So glad you guys are here.
Yeah, we're going to have fun today.
Yeah.
So talk to us about how this all started. When did the Marsh Creek Women's Association decide to put on an annual event to raise money?
Well, we've been raising money for our community for almost 40 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So this is a continuation and a growth of our community coming together to help our neighbors in the 904.
I love
Very
this.
Cool.
Because here's the thing. We're so busy going about our business that we don't realize that down a couple of streets or down a road that we don't usually go, there are people in need.
Yeah.
And so we've decided that where our hearts are is to focus on single mothers and their families, their children, and seniors.
I love it.
So all the proceeds from the gala,
whatever you want to say, it's all the same.
We'll go to helping those people through the charities of Alpha Omega Miracle Home.
Oh, we love them.
Pie in the Sky.
Cool. Yeah.
And Food for Kids, oh our gosh. Food pantry out at Southwoods Elementary.
Food for Kids, that's the food pantry. But is it like a grocery store? What does the food pantry like look like out in Southwoods?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like what your pantry at home would look like. Mm. It's stocked with essentials that families can come shop and get what they need to take home to supplement their income. And we're happy that we've been able to help really fill a need there. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how it's evolved. Originally, we would pack backpacks to send home with the kids. But then that marked the kids as being from families of need. So now we have a food pantry where you can come in, you can pick up dry goods, all non-perishable food, plus vouchers for milk.
Oh, wow.
So it's Southwoods is out in a food desert, and transportation out in the rural part of our county is tough.
Yeah.
But there's a Dollar General that we partner with, and we give vouchers to families based on how many kids are in their family so they can go get milk. And then we have the dry goods to help supplement their needs.
Wow.
And Tavern, that's awesome. They've also partnered with Epicure. So now fresh produce is also available for them in the food pantry.
We love Sunny and Ken with it. Yeah.
Now here's an interesting thing. Mm. When we were out there the other day, kind of checking on the food pantry, we learned that there were a number of teachers at Southwoods who needed to have access to food.
Really?
Oh, really? That's
And it kind of it was pretty shocking to hear that. Now, they can't get food from our food pantry because ours is just dedicated to the kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's another emergency food pantry that's been set up to be able to help some of those teachers.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
We forget about teachers in our county who need, you know, they're out there helping our kids. We need to help them so they can help our kids.
Especially in our Title I schools. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. This is so important, especially, you know, with the price of everything going up. I don't know how so many teachers afford to stay here. And it's very unfortunate.
Yeah. Food insecurity and the cost of food is still the number one issue out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all gotten used to it, right? We figured out how to adjust. But when you have a family of four, I have a woman that I've gotten to know who has two kids. She's fostering two kids. And she and her family don't qualify for assistance.
Mm.
But she shops at that food pantry because sometimes, you know, her income goes up and down and she needs a little extra help.
Right.
So we are thrilled that we have the community working together to try to help these people.
I love it. Sherry, talk about senior citizens and Pie in the Sky. You guys did something really super fun over Easter, right?
Oh, we did. We did. Well, not only did we deliver Easter baskets filled with goodies for everyone, we brought a Easter bunny along with us.
Did you really?
Hey, oh, my gosh. And she was so cute.
So adorable.
And what we really, really found was all of the seniors wanted to see the Easter Bunny.
Really?
They're like, oh, thank you for the food, but where's the Easter Bunny?
So they
were
all hugging on that Easter Bunny.
Oh, my God. It was just, because we've delivered food there at Thanksgiving. We delivered turkeys and brought them meals, and we've done other things, but this was the first time we saw them all coming out to talk to each other and have some social interaction, which was really, really important.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. This was at Southern Villas. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Yes. That's a great senior community right
there, really, right?
It really,
truly is. We've actually, they have a little community center there. So we've done two or three luncheons where we come out. And Carrabba's is always so generous. And all of our volunteers come together and we serve them. And again, it's just so wonderful when you see them smiling and happy and talking to each other and socializing.
That sense of community is important. Yeah,
exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
That and the interaction, you know, seniors become so isolated, and to be able, when we deliver the pie in the sky food, which is frozen soup, fresh bread, other produce that they can, and a carton of eggs. Mm-hmm. And then we put the Easter baskets on at Easter. At Christmas, we gave them Christmas cookies that the Marsh Creek Women's Association members all made.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what the coolest thing about that cookie making?
Tell me.
It was the younger women who said, yeah, we want to bake cookies.
Really?
We were so excited that they wanted to participate in this. So, you know, we have the gamut of younger women, you know, different ages. It doesn't matter. People who want to come together to make a difference in our community.
I think we are attracting members to the Marsh Creek Women's Association because of so much the charitable work we do and the community work we do.
But you guys make it fun and approachable, too. And I had no idea, 40 years. But honestly, I've only been paying attention for the last 10 because I think this is amazing what you guys have done. You've taken it really somewhere. That's awesome.
Well, I think the growth has been because of the community involvement. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not just a group of women who just do our own thing. We really reach out to our community and our communities. And even the gala is an example. I mean, the sponsorships that are coming in from the 904 area are just amazing.
Incredible.
You know, incredible. Yeah. Incredible. The support that we're receiving because we are making such a difference and such an impact.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
Chrissy from Mastercraft Homes.
Yeah.
Andrew DeFeo from Hyundai.
Great.
This year, Best Bet.
Okay.
Has come in.
Wow.
And I think what's made them want to partner with us is because we have boots or high heels or whatever, sandals on the ground. And we're actually involved. It's not just, oh, here's a check.
Right.
But we're involved with the recipients of the charities. And so we know what's going on. I think they feel comfortable about how their money is being spent. And it's really helped us to make a difference, I think, with these charities and with the recipients. And that's the key. So last year with the money that we raised from this, we were able to buy a car for Port in the Storm.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
that's awesome.
It
is cool because now they have a dedicated youth program where they can go out and find youth in the community and bring services to them.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, that was pretty exciting. Yeah. And we were able for Pie in the Sky. We have a picture here. I don't know if you can put it up. We were able to help expand their food area so they could serve more seniors. We have a picture of Johnny Barnes, who's out there making the soup.
Oh, now he has Johnny's a freezer. Great. There he is right there.
Yeah. A freezer to put that soup in. And so we expanded that area with the money that was raised.
That is so cool.
That's very exciting.
I'd like to also mention, again, the involvement. So we, as volunteers, will go to Pie in the Sky on designated days so that the regular volunteers get some time off.
Oh, that's
cool. And we'll
pack
the bags. We're starting to get some of our women who doing deliveries because there's deliveries, you know, every week.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I got my husband. He does the driving out to Palencia to get bread, you know, because he's like, I can't do it, but he can.
Yeah,
you know? So,
easy.
I mean, we all find ways to just involve other people besides just ourselves, and I really do think that's so important.
How do you think it impacts the members with all the charitable things that you guys are doing? Do you think that that has really just kind of just lifted people? I mean, I'm here, listen, your husband goes and he gets involved. So has it really just lifted the group together?
I think it has.
There's such a joy that comes from giving.
Yes.
And you find it once you get involved. And I want to invite all of your listeners to find some way to help in our community because of the joy that comes back to you. So there's a postal drive, food drive coming up on May 10th. We've done lots of food drives in Marsh Creek to help the St. John's County Food Pantry, because that's where people go to apply for services, and they are always in need. So it's easy to do, and we would be happy to help anybody in the 904 learn how to do a food drive or raise money for any of these organizations.
We have ladies in different communities. They'll leave out boxes outside their houses, and they'll have a drop-off center just there and then be able to donate to organizations. There's so many cool nuances and good ways to be able to donate.
And with Pie in the Sky, there are so many ways. They're always looking for volunteers, and there's many ways to volunteer. And I definitely want to talk about Alpha Mega Miracle Home.
Oh, I was talking about cookies.
Yeah. Before you go to Alpha Mega, I just want to tell you one thing about, it's not just women.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's an interesting story. When we were doing the Easter basket delivery, a couple who worked in the school district were packing the boxes to put in their car. And the guy turned to me and said, you know, we know most of the people on this route. And I looked at him and I said, really? He said, yes, because we worked in the school district. So who he was delivering to were a lot of them were teachers.
Wow.
And you think about teachers who've retired from the school district, seniors who are so important in our community who need a little extra help.
Yeah.
So it's not just women. It's everybody. But now tell us about Alpha Omega.
Of course, it's one of our. They just do such amazing things. And the success stories of the single mothers who come out of that program, amazing. I mean, we've watched.
Lisa Franklin is like a saint of St. Augustine.
I have the blessing of working with the seniors and the moms every month.
Wow.
And actually getting to see the babies.
That is so cool.
Because, it's so simple, but it's crafts.
Yeah.
But the former director really thought it was important as part of a life skills program that they had this opportunity in this time. So at first it was just fun, but now we're starting to bring in things that are useful.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can make gifts for their children's teachers or they want to give something in cards. And the last time I went in, I had a couple different options of what they wanted to do. And one of them was a journal to decorate and like a vision journal, to keep all of your dreams away. And every one of them wanted to do that.
So invested.
And they were just, I just bring things and they just have a way with it and they enjoy each other and it's social and it's downtime. And even it's just a wonderful thing, but that's just one of the little things you can do. I mean, they have apartments that need painting. They need drivers. Yeah. They need babysitters for the children so the moms can have time out. And this is just on the social side. All the wonderful things, the life skills, the parenting programs that they have, all of the things that the chiropractors who come in. And there's, again, community involvement.
Yeah.
And Lisa does such a great job of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, now they have their new campus being built.
Isn't this special?
Oh, we're so, and so we were able, through the gala last year and the funds we collected, build a pavilion on that new campus so that the moms and the families and people can socialize and have a nice space outside to gather.
I love it. I love this whole journey that they're going through.
Very cool.
So I guess the point is, if you find an organization, if you find something in need, just give of your heart, however you know how to give, there's a way for them to receive it. And you don't have to, it doesn't have to be superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So let's talk about this derby party.
Let's go.
What can we expect here at this thing? These are always fun. Yeah. Everybody loves a good derby party, right?
And I'll tell you, this is the most fun derby party in all of the 904.
Totally.
You show up, you get to meet Weston, the horse from the Star 4 Ranch. He will be out there to greet you.
Oh, wow.
You get a picture taken with him.
Hey.
We have a bugler. We have Play the Ponies.
Wow.
So we
Wait, what is Play the Ponies?
Well, you can't say that we're gambling on the ponies.
Oh. No,
I thought people were dressing up as ponies. I'm like, it's a whole different thing.
We
I didn't
see
expect
that.
To be there.
The
furries,
but... Well, we hope people are dressing up.
Okay.
My husband has a pair of pony pants.
Okay.
Whoa.
Pink striped with ponies on them.
I like it.
And
Ralph
a matching bow tie. So, you have to be properly attired, otherwise Davey will have nothing to judge.
That's right.
Here,
we have music, we have great food, We have a cigar bar.
Fun.
You think of all the fun stuff, and it's all there.
So the moment of the race, what happens then? Can we? Is it on like on a big screen or anything? What is?
Yes, we have big screens out there. We have somebody who calls the race.
Cool.
One of our sponsors will call the race, but you got to make sure you get your Play the Ponies wagers in before the race.
Yeah.
And then we just have a really great time, and it's all in the name of supporting our neighbors and our community.
It's so good. This is so exciting.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
We do still have tickets available, and everyone is invited. You can go to
everybody in the community.
Everybody, cool. Yes. This is not exclusive. And you can just go to our website, which you could probably link, which would be easier
than the comments for everybody. Easy.
And you can purchase tickets right online.
I love it.
Yeah. Awesome.
And of course, if you feel the need to or call to want to sponsor the event, we certainly would appreciate that as well.
Yeah,
or you can just go on and donate.
Hey,
of course, that's right.
We welcome all partners.
Yes, we do. Right.
Sherry, tell me about these hats, though. What am I getting into? Like, are these some thematic like hats, like over the top? Like, what are we looking at?
Well, it is a derby, Davey.
I'm so excited.
So you don't really know what to expect. Anything can pop out. Yeah.
Are we doing mint juleps? What kind of bevy are we talking about?
Of course.
Of course. All right.
Of course. You don't even have to ask.
I love it. So good.
Well, it sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Yes. And thank
it's
y'all.
A good time, but it really goes to such need in our community.
Exactly.
And it's so appreciated by the recipients. Please just remember that's what this is all about. It's for our 904 community who has really special needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love it. Ladies, thank you all so much for what you're doing. It's so important. I love that this is just so much more than just a gathering group. I mean, it's a group of people helping so many people, and that's what we love out here.
People
so,
of thank action. Y'all. I like yes. it. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Of course.
Yeah, we love you, and we love your show. So
thank
thanks.
You.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
So nice to have some local information coming our way. That's just... fun too.
No matter how we deliver
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. how you deliver it, exactly.
So good.
See you at the gala.
See you.
Yeah. See you at the gala.
Bye, dudes.
Thank
great
you
times.
Very much. Okay. It's going to be fun,
it's,
man.
The energy is infectious. I love it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So what are you looking for as far as style points, Davey? Ooh. Like, what are some cattle? What are you going to be excited about? How are you going to be judging these
color,
cats?
Thought process.
Okay.
And sustainability.
Oh, sustainability.
Can they rewear the hat? I think
right?
would be a good question.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Because, sometimes it's just a big extravagant piece that's just not practical.
Right.
To wear
I mean, I'm coming from Eco Fashion Week here. So,
right?
I mean, I'm looking at trash and I'm going to go to this one and like, oh, wow, this is real fashion. Here we go.
There you go. All right, man. Well, hey, if you want to take a ride on a real trolley,
all right,
you can do that with Old Town Trolleys in St. Augustine. They're the green trains. We love them, and you will too. And you're always going to tour free when you bring a full fare adult paid guest with you. All you got to do is sign up for that hometown pass at hometownpass.com. And that can be also used at the old jail, the Potter's Wax Museum. You've been to the Wax Museum lately?
I have about a year ago. I was
really?
There. Yeah, it's actually really cool. They build everything on site. So they actually have artisans that come in and actually build the wax figures right there.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Some of them are kind of creepy, though.
They are a little bit. Yeah, they could smooth out the lines a little bit. Yeah.
Make the skin a little less orange sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway. Potter's Wax Museum, the old jail, the oldest store museum experience, the Old Town Trolley's free. Hometown Pass, the best way to entertain visiting friends and family. Check them out today, hometownpass.com, and they're the green trains. You're going to love them as much as we do.
And for over 45 years, Steve Chapman's All-American Air have been serving St. Augustine and St. John's County. They take great pride in providing quality service and installations, in turn gaining a customer for life. All-American Air can match any price, but no one can match their quality and service. Our friends at Steve Chapman's All-American Air will take exceptional care of your home unit. When was the last time you had your home unit inspected or serviced? Give them a call. They're the best. 904-461-0070.
And, of course, our great friends at Bin 39 Wine Bar, an awesome place to just sit down, enjoy a glass of wine, be immersed in the live music out there in their patio. And also find your new favorite. If you haven't found your new favorite wine at Bin 39, you are totally missing out on the wine experience. No matter what you like, sweet, dry, all the other thing you fancy
sparkling,
wines.
There you go. Rosé all day.
There you go. They're going to help you find your favorite out there at Bin 39. You may not even know what your favorite is.
Right, true.
Until you experience wine out of Bin 39. Over 95 to choose from, and it's just a great time. Irving can sit there and talk wine for years.
Yes.
Years, if you let him.
He loves it.
904-827-5740 to get a hold of them. All right, we're getting a hold of the stars today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, now I know why you didn't come in yesterday.
Yeah, that was the rumor.
Yeah, you just didn't want to do the horoscopes. Oh. I get it. With everything you were dealing with, being given horrible news from the stars,
yeah,
probably wasn't going to help.
So thanks, Aquarius, for taking one for the team.
There you go. Libra and Aquarius on deck today. Let's get it rolling, Clay. Libra, decision-making is not your strong suit.
Ooh.
And today is no exception. Maybe flip a coin. It's about as effective as your usual hemming and hawing.
Oh.
It's hemming and hawing.
Yeah, pushing the pull.
Aquarius, you pride yourself on being unique, but sometimes you're just plain strange.
Well, that's okay. I like strange.
Dial down the eccentricity. People need to understand you to appreciate you.
That's true. Yeah.
That is very true.
That is true.
That is not mean horoscopes.
Not too bad.
Why are the stars being... you sit in and do nice horoscopes a couple of times.
They get a taste of it.
Yeah, the stars think it's a good thing to give us encouraging horoscopes. That's not what we want.
That's not what we want. Yeah, okay. I see that now. So don't turn me into HR. I will turn you on to Mercedes-Benz and coffee happening in St. Augustine. Yes. What? This is a public event. All Mercedes-Benz owners, listen up, and enthusiasts, you're welcome. Art in Motion is a former home of the Yarborough Olds Cadillac Nissan dealership before being renovated.
Sure.
A new building was designed to display classic and rare automobiles while honoring historic charm of, obviously, St. Augustine.
Yeah.
But did you know Mercedes-Benz shot a portion of their 2019 launch commercial at Art in Motion? How about
I did not know that?
Yeah,
me neither. That is pretty awesome.
So, yeah, I can actually put link in comments because you can see the original post. It's pretty awesome. But Art in Motion is doing this really, really cool thing with President Justin Felker, also manages the Pontevedra Auto Show.
Okay.
Check this out. Art in Motion. I'll put link in comments. Very, very super cool thing. It's happening this Saturday, 9 to 11, over at the Art in Motion building, which is 285 San Marco.
Okay. That's a great building.
Very, very cool building. Very cool.
Scott Lagacy's place. He's a race car driver.
So cool. And the lighting is austere, really kind of highlights the cars. It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Hey, Arbor Day event is coming up. This is really cool. This is happening Friday, April 26th from 5:30 to 7. This is happening at St. Augustine Beach City Hall.
Okay.
This is featuring a free tree giveaway.
All right.
So, yeah, trees
free
featured.
Tree giveaway.
Yeah, there's red cedars, southern magnolias, some winged elms, I guess, are in there. But yeah, this is a super cool. Where will you plant your tree? Check out City of St. Augustine Beach for more information. But yes, this is happening Friday, April 26th, 5:30 to 7.
Okay. Very nice.
Yes. Ooh, you guys, this is super fun. Drag bingo is coming up at Hillary Chicago Pizza. I got to experience one of these drag brunches. This is such a great time. Great energy. A lot of fun. $15 donation will go to House of Prism, amazing organization in town. And this is featuring my buddy, Melanie Moore. This is great. Donations are going towards 2024 Pride events. This is happening May 1st. Hillary Chicago Pizza. Love them out there at 7:30 p.m. Show up and show out. Drag bingo, baby. It's going to be lit.
Okay. I've heard a couple of friends of mine have went to this.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. You might be like, ooh, I'm kind of nervous. Don't be nervous. It is a hysterical, high energy, great fun. Yeah, this is something for the books.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Hey, something else for the books.
Woo-hoo!
The final Love Your Mother Eco fashion show. It's coming up Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Saturday, just a couple of days away.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be out there. Davey's going to be your MC.
Yep.
It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Great people, great food, great drink, just great everything.
Yes. You
know, we're going to really take this thing out with a big, big bang.
Yeah, for Matanzas Riverkeeper.
Yes. Raising a lot of money. We hope to raise a lot of money. Well, they hope to raise a lot. I don't want to say it's not my event. You guys hope to raise a lot of money.
We all do. Yeah, no, you're all part of this. It's so good. I mean, 904 is listed as a sponsor. So
yeah. Well, I just don't want to claim ownership of something that's not mine.
Oh, no, it's not even about that. It's all about us talking about it, us lifting us, and us buying tickets. Even if you can't attend, it still goes to a donation to Matanzas Riverkeeper.
That's right. And tickets are almost sold out.
Oh, yeah. We're getting close to capacity.
Yeah, I would imagine by end of today, maybe tomorrow, tickets are sold out. So make sure you get those while you still have a chance.
Oh, rare
if
appearance
you're even
by,
thinking about
yeah
going.
If you're even considering
yeah
rare appearance by Sheriff Hardwick.
Oh, rare appearance. He never goes out anywhere.
All right, man. That'll be fun. Go to getpanache.com and get your tickets.
And go to United Way of St. John's County. They're a champion for our community. Just like the Marsh Creek Women's Association, they create opportunities, foster education, and improve the lives of those in need. But they can't do it alone. They need your passion, your generosity. Together, they create a brighter future for every individual in St. John's County. Hey, guys, St. Augustine Giving Day is coming up May 1st. It's 12 hours of fundraising, crowd fundraising online. Follow the United Way of St. John's County. Support them on Giving Day. It's going to be a major, major impact. And yeah, there's some really cool games that each of the nonprofits can play during the day. Okay. And they can even double some of those proceeds that are going in. So that's good stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, man. What else we got?
We got winning introverts today, okay. Sharing painfully relatable memes.
Okay? All right, this is right up my lane.
All right, this first one. I know this is meant for a dog, but kind of same. My personality, I'm very shy, okay. But I'm very food motivated.
Yeah.
So I am just a few treats away from being your new best friend.
You know what? Yeah.
Kind of works, right?
I'm going to put that on my this online dating profile.
Oh, now they're searching for it,
there
right?
There you go, yep. I'm never going to find it. I'm catfishing everybody.
How about this dream job? Get paid to nap.
Oh, what?
Right? Nap for 30 straight days. Write about your experience. At least you have to be at least 18, but you get $1,500 a month.
Give me that.
Where's this?
Come on. My dream job.
That is amazing. Speaking of amazing, next up, how to save money and have fun as an adult. That's
sleeping is fun.
Looks perfect.
Yep.
Next up, when I'm in public and see someone I know, yes, I might be like that at the Derby, a little nervous. Sorry.
Okay.
Next up, me as soon as I get anywhere, I kind of want to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Next up, when you're an introvert and you hear, let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
Oh, God.
I hate this.
That is the worst.
Couldn't you Googled my name before?
Yeah, that really, you can find us on Google
Golly.
Now, damn it.
Next up, you're so chill. Thanks. I'm completely disconnected from reality at all times.
Yeah, yes. And dead inside, just like that skeleton.
Perfect.
Yep.
Next up, my favorite hello and hardest goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
It's a trick, I know. Yeah. Next up, me opening my front door to grab a package the Amazon driver dropped off. How many of you all do this?
That is how I feel
the
sometimes.
Amazon reach, the creep yep. to get around.
Naked yeah. and everything.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Next up, when I say I'll let you know. In conclusion, I ain't coming, baby.
My, you know, my friends already know that if I say that, I'm not coming. Or if I say, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I do know this about you. Yeah. That maybe yeah. is not going to work.
If it's not a hard yes, yep. it's a hard no. I just don't love saying the words no. I just don't. But yeah, maybe.
Oh,
that's usually my answer. All right, man. Good stuff. Great show. Thank you to the Marsh Creek Women's Association for stopping in. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you, Davey.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Clay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.